We're going to visit now with Alan Blaylock. He is a PhD senior agronomist, and he's with ESN Smart Nitrogen. And first of all, Alan, thank you very much for taking a few minutes to talk to us today. You've been busy today talking to different folks?
We've been very busy today. There's been a lot of interest, a lot of people stopping by to find out what ESN is.
Well, that's going to be my next question. You're going to keep the microphone. So tell us, what is ESN Smart Nitrogen?
ESN is a polymer-coated control-release nitrogen fertilizer. It's a dry fertilizer. So what that means is we take urea, we put a special polymer coating on it. That polymer coating encapsulates the nitrogen, protects it from loss, and releases it over the growing season. So we're spoon feed the crop without making multiple applications.
This is pretty much all done springtime, I'm guessing.
Well, a lot of it is, most of it is applied in the spring. In some areas, it's applied in the fall, actually. Some of the northern tier states where it stays cold through the winter. Quite a few farmers are using it as a post-emergence top dress.
So with the crazy weather that we had this year, especially we had some bad weather in the springtime, extended cold, bomb cyclone, blizzards, and all of the above, what kind of impact does that have on a product like Smart Nitrogen?
So those weather events don't really affect ESN very much. They affect conventional nitrogen sources because those, especially those big rainfall events, they drive a lot of nitrogen loss. But ESN, because the nitrogen's encapsulated, it's just sitting there. That extra moisture doesn't really affect it. It behaves the same, whether there's it's flooded conditions or normal conditions.
It's actually a great thing then, because when you're in planting and you got that window, at least you know you're going to get your supply.
Absolutely. That's one of the real benefits of ESN. Gives a farmer more flexibility. He can apply the nitrogen, you get a window to get in the field, apply the nitrogen, you know it's going to be protected, and spoon feed the crop through the growing season.
Dr. Blaylock, I know that there's also variability of using this product. Can you talk about that a little bit and how much of an application a person should use?
Yeah, so we adjust the blends. We typically recommend it be blended with some amount of a soluble fertilizer like urea. So we have some immediately available nitrogen early in the season to start things off. And then the bulk of the nitrogen has ESN to feed through the season. Now that varies with the crop, the application time, the growing environment. So that can be variable. So we've published our recommendations for that on our website, smartnitrogen.com, so a grower can go and look up the crop and geography and get that recommendation.
That's what I was going to ask you next. As a grower, maybe they haven't used this product before, but they're trying to figure out, you know, what level they should use. Is it pretty easy for them to figure that out?
Yeah, in most cases it will be. It's fairly straightforward. In some cases, maybe there's a special circumstance or something a bit more complicated, so we suggest that they get in touch with us or get in touch with their retailer, crop advisor, who has some experience with it. On our website, there's a link there, Ask the Agronomist. Those emails come to me, so if they have special circumstances or don't understand something they find, shoot us a question, and we'll get that answered for them.
When is a good time? This is probably the sales portion of this. You may be not in this area, but when is a good time for folks to start thinking about using this product that they've never used it before?
Well, spring's a good time. So they need to, I mean, most growers are probably thinking about those decisions now. So it's a good time to be starting to plan your nitrogen program for next year. We recommend that growers buy ESN at the same time when they would buy whatever other nitrogen source they might be using. Nitrogen markets go up and down. So when you decide it's the right time to buy, it's probably the right time to buy ESN too.
Dr. Blaylock, again, maybe just one more time. Where can folks find out more information about ESN Smart Nitrogen?
Okay, great place to start is our website, smartnitrogen.com. There's research reports there, data from our studies, all our crop recommendations, other material is there. There's also contact information for our marketing reps that are spread across the country, so someone they could contact directly. Another source of information is our retail network, and Nutrien Ag Solutions or any of the other major retailers that sell ESN, so they would have some information. Or, again, contact us directly and let us know. If you have any specific questions, we'd love to visit with you.
RNEFB reports from Kansas City, brought to you as a service by ESN, the leading controlled-release granular nitrogen fertilizer in North America.